What a privilege and a joy to be with you again this morning.
今天早上能够跟大家再一次的相聚在这里，是何等的喜乐，何等的荣幸。
I taught you yesterday how to respond when I say God is good. You say
God is good
all the time. When I say Jesus is Lord, you say
Amen.
When I say it's time to praise,
Hallelujah.
Oh, you're right on. Thank you. We're looking into some of the aspects of the will of God.
我们看到神旨意的几个方面。
I am convinced that understanding the will of God really takes a lifetime.
我深信要能够明白神的旨意，实在要穷我们一生的年日。
But I want this morning to particularly take a portion in Thessalonians, if you will turn there, please.
我们早上愿意我们一同打开帖撒罗尼迦
First Thessalonians
帖撒罗尼迦前书
There are three particular verses that I want to emphasize in our lesson this morning
早上愿意特别注重三节的圣经
In chapter 5 Paul is writing
在保罗写到第五章的里面
He emphasizes three things that I want us to see very clearly.
他强调有三点愿意大家很留意的注意到。
I'm a little hesitant to get into this portion today because I am preaching way beyond my experience.
我有一点不太愿意早上交通到这里，因为这跟我的经历有点越过了我的经历。
I remember reading of John Wesley when a young man came to him and said, "I don't have sanctification yet. Should I preach it?"
我记得有一位年轻人来到约翰卫斯理的面前问他，他说我还没有成圣。我能不能够讲纯圣的道呢
？He said, "Young man, you preach it until you get it."
那约翰卫斯理就跟他讲，你一直的传，传到你也得着。
So as a young man, I am preaching till I get it this morning.
所以我作为一个年轻人，我也是早上来传，传到直到我得着了。
Here are the three verses that I want you to see in 1 Thessalonians 5.
你有三节的圣经愿意大家注意到是在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章
Verse 16, 17 and 18
16, 17, 18三节
Rejoice evermore Pray without ceasing In everything give thanks For this is the will of God In Christ Jesus concerning you
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
I think this morning we will look at one of my ugly pictures again.
早上我们来再看一看我画的这些图画。
Someone says, "Why do you use pictures all the time?"
有人问我说，你为什么总是画些图？
I started this over 60 years ago.
我60年前开始这样做。
And it has become a habit ever since.
从那之后就成为我的习惯。
You would be amazed how many times through the years folk have come to me and said, "I remembered what you shared 55 years ago." And then they open their Bible to a picture.
你会很惊讶，有多少人来到我的面前跟我讲，我很清楚的记得55年前你向我们所传的道，他就把圣经打开展开一个图画。
I believe it is important for us to understand the difference between the purpose of God and the will of God.
我想我们应该晓得这个神的目的跟神的旨意。
The purpose of God is an eternal thing in his heart from the beginning right on through to the end.
神的目的乃是从过去的永远直到将来的永远，这是从永远到永远。
The will of God is the more immediate ways in which he will fulfill the eternal purpose.
神的旨意是在他现今怎样的带领来成就他那永远的旨意。
In eternity past, God has planned something very wonderful.
在过去的永远，神计划了一个非常美好的事。
And one day it will all come into full realization.
有一天都要完全的成就。
In eternity future, God is going to gather up all things in his lovely Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
在将来的永远的里面，神要将万物一切都在他儿子的里面同归于一。
He is working toward putting one new man on display in the universe.
他要在宇宙的里面把这一个新人来展示出来。
Of course, we know from Ephesians that one new man is Christ, the head and the body.
从以弗所书的里面，我们知道这个新人就是基督，头与身子。
I can't remember whether I read it or whether I heard Dr. A.W. Tozer. But he said that the will of God is like a great ship moving through the ocean of time.
我不记得我是读到还是听到这位弟兄讲到说神的旨意就像一艘船这样的来航行。
The eternal purpose is established. God is going to fulfill it. It is absolutely complete in his own mind already.
神的目的那永远的的旨意的里面他已经定好了，在他的心思的里面是已经成就了的。
But we see the will of God as a ship moving toward the harbor, the destination, the goal we were singing about.
但是我们看到神的这个心意是像一艘船这样的来向着那个目的驶去。
You know, of course, that we can resist the will of God. We can hinder the will of God or thwart the will of God.
当然我们可以拒绝，我们可以逃避这个神的心意。
But the purpose of God, no one can disengage or touch.
但是神那永远的旨意是没有人能够改变，也不没有人能够去触碰他的。
Now, I was interested as the Lord began to speak to me one day about the fact that this ship has three sails to it.
我那天知道在这一艘船上面有三个帆。
And I want to speak to you this morning about the three sails that work on this ship.
我愿意今天讲到这在这艘船上这三个帆是怎样的来前行。
We've already read them here in chapter 5.
我们在这第五章的里面已经读到了。
Paul says, first of all, if you look at verse 16, rejoice evermore.
在十六节那里讲到常常喜乐。
I'm going to simplify that, just say be joyful.
然后在这里讲到是常常喜乐。
Then he says, be prayerful.
然后不住的祷告。
And then he says, be thankful.
然后凡事谢恩。
Now, just to make sure this morning that you've already experienced this, how many of you got up and said, thank you, Lord, for the rain?
早上有谁能够举起手来说已经得着。
Do I see any hands?
我没看到有人举起手。
I confess I didn't either.
我还没有。
This is why I say I am learning by experience these three sales that we're going to talk about this morning.
啊，所以我就说，刚才讲到，我是还在学习这三个凡在船上的。
I think it's important now to remember that we are called. God has given us this privilege of entering into joy, prayerfulness, and thankfulness.
所以我愿意一同来学到这个喜乐、祷告、谢恩。
If I were to have asked the Apostle Paul, what are the imperatives, the important things that will bring you to sanctification? I think he would have said these three are a fruit or a demonstration.
所以我当我们要问保罗的时候，怎样能够达到神这个的心意的满足，我相信他的回答就是这三样事情。
When you get into the book of Philippians, you have a wonderful picture of Paul's rejoicing spirit.
在腓立比书的里面，我们就这样的看到保罗他这样的一个喜乐的心。
Here he is, no doubt writing from a prison condition.
在这里他在他的光景，在他的这个景况的里面。
And yet there is joy, rejoicing continually coming from his heart.
但是从他的心中不断的有着喜乐涌着出来。
I turn you to chapter 4 of Philippians.
在腓立比书第四章那里。
He repeats it again, rejoice in the Lord always.
他说要在主里面常常喜乐。
And again I say rejoice.
我再说要喜乐。
Then he goes on to speak of this thanksgiving in verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
接着第六节他又说应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神。
So Paul is speaking of this joy that is the outflow, the Spirit that's always praying and the thankfulness of a heart.
所以保罗一直在这里讲到这个喜乐，那个满足的喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
When I consider the heart of the Apostle Paul, I recognize that being joyful, being prayerful, these three all the time, it astounds me.
当我想到保罗讲到要常常这样的喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，我觉得很惊讶。
How can I be praying all the time?
我怎么样能够常常不住的祷告
？How can I be rejoicing or thankful all the time?
我怎样能够喜乐这样的谢恩是常常不断的。
I felt like the Lord said to me years ago, you need to learn the secret of the will.
我就知在多年前主就教导我，我必须学到神那个心意的那个奥秘。
Lord, I do not have the ability to be joyful all the time.
主我没有办法常常的这样喜乐。
Then he reminds me that if I will give the will to him, he will fulfill and perform.
但是我把我的心意归给他的时候，他就能够成就，他就能够做成。
In Romans, Paul says, "For me to will is present, how to perform."
在罗马书里面，保罗说我如何的立志是怎样的来做。
He says again, if there be first a willing mind, it is acceptable as that which a man hath.
当有的这样的一个心智，这个是人所有的。
So I have been exhorting people all through the years in their helplessness to say, Lord, I will.
所以我一直这些年来都鼓励弟兄姊妹在他们那个无助的光景的里面说我愿意。
And the good news is, When I will, I am putting up the sail.
就是当我说我愿意的时候，我把那个帆拉起来。
And he blows in my sail.
他就用风吹我的这个帆。
I put it up, I will.
我把我的的意志拉起来。
He does the performing.
他就做成这事。
I'm not trying to be clever this morning.
我早上不是要跟大家讲得很奇怪。
Just letting you in on a secret that's been such a help to me for many, many years.
只是愿意告诉大家这多年来我所学到的这个秘诀。
There are many people who attempt to live by willpower.
很多人是靠着他们的意志而活。
As though it was by their strength or power they were going to perform.
是靠着他们的的力量他们来做。
But God simply says, give me first a willing mind.
但是主说只是先把你那个愿意的心竖起来。
And I will perform, I will blow in your sail.
我就像你的这个帆来吹风，我就来成就这事。
So we see the Apostle Paul and I believe Silas exhibiting this.
我也看到保罗、希拉他们都是这样的来成就这事。
We can be joyful now, no matter what the circumstances are.
所以我们现今能够无论在怎样的情况下都能够喜乐。
And my whole heart is turned not toward just what I have now, but what I will enjoy in the Lord continually.
我整个的心不但看到我现在的光景，而是看到我一直如何在主里面来享用它。
I look back and know how many times I've gotten up with a down spirit.
我回头看多少的时候，当我沮丧的时候。
My mother would jokingly say, "Son, change your attitude."
我的母亲就会说，儿子改变你的态度。
And we had a favorite uncle that she would say, "You'll be like him if you're not careful."
我有一个叔叔他要说，如果你不留意的话，你就会像他一样。
Everybody loved Uncle Charles, but he was kind of sour.
每个人都很喜欢我的那个叔叔，但是他不是一个很容易相处的人。
But I'd say, "Mother, I don't feel like it."
但我说妈，我不觉得这样。
If you knew what I had to go through in school today, you'd be sour too.
你如果知道我在学校里面要经历怎样的事情，你也不会高兴的。
I didn't know way back then that I had the privilege of saying, "Lord, I will be joyful."
但是我在那个时候并不知道，我只需要跟恩主说，主啊，我愿意喜乐。
Would you blow in my sail and give me ability, the performance?
你只向我的这一个帆来吹风，你来成就这件事情。
I think Paul and Silas were really occupied with the Lord.
我想保罗、希拉他们实在被主来充满。
God gave them the ability to pray and to sing in that prison cell.
主让他们在监狱的牢房的里面能够歌唱。
Now, let us look at something else. In our praying, there's something we need to be very clear about.
我们再来看一看，在我们的祷告的里面有一样事情我们需要特别留意的。
All praying is toward the will of God.
一切的祷告都是向着神的心意。
Or it is from the will of God.
或者是从神的心意而出。
Paul says, "We know not how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit helpeth our weaknesses."
保罗说我们不知道当如何祷告，但是圣灵在我们软弱的里面教导我们怎样祷告。
So most of us, as we begin praying, are praying toward that will of God that we need to know.
所以我们大多数的人，我们的祷告是向着神的那个心意而祷告。
How many times you have experienced this also?
多少的时候你岂不是也是经历这样的事。
As you're praying, you touch this thing, another thing, something else. You are praying toward what is the will of God.
当你祷告的时候碰到这样的事碰到那样的事碰到多样的事是为着神的心意。
And suddenly you touch that something that you sense that's what God wants.
当你忽然间你碰到个事情你心里面明白了这就是神所要的。
You are praying toward understanding how to stand with God.
你的祷告是为着那一个明白能够明白神的心意。
And once we sense what the will of the Lord is in that situation,
当我们在那里知道了神的心意
，then we can pray the prayer of faith.
这样我们就能够有信心的祷告。
And this is the confidence we have in Him that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us.
这样我们就有这样的把握，我们按照他的的旨意来求，他必应允我们。
So we usually begin praying toward knowing what God's will is in that situation.
所以在这样的情况下，我们首先是向着能够明白神的心意而祷告。
And we know when we have come to touch that burden, that which is God's concern.
当我们碰到了神的那一个负担。的时候我们就知道。
I remember many, many years ago, a mother back in Kansas, the state of Kansas.
我记得许多年前在 Kansas 州那里有一位母亲。
She was a part of a lovely community of Mennonite people.
她在那里在门罗教的这些教徒中间他是其中一位。
They had a very wayward, rebellious son.
他有一个很悖逆的儿子。
She would pray, O Lord, my son needs to be saved.
他向主祷告说，主啊，我的儿子必须要得救。
And she would pray with a protective wing, Lord, spare him, protect him.
他就求主那保护的翅膀来遮盖他的儿子，主啊，你要保护他。
One night when she was praying about the son,
有一天晚上，当他为着他儿子祷告的时候
，The Lord showed her she was like a mother hen who had her wings out protecting him.
主就让他看到，他就像母鸡一样的翅膀遮盖着这些小鸡。
They were prominent people in the church.
他们这些是教会里面有名望的人。
He was difficult to live with in the home.
他在家里面是很难相处的人。
All of her praying was primarily centered in what would be best for her and him.
他所有的祷告都是为着他自己还有他的儿子来祷告。
Then she touched the issue with the Lord.
这样他就碰到了与主碰到了那一个关键的问题。
It was as though the Lord said, "Let me cut your protective wings away."
好像主说，我把你那一个保护的翅膀把它切开。
She says, "I saw the cross like a big scissor cutting my protective wings."
他说，我看到那十字架就把我的那一个保护的翅膀。
And one of the most difficult things in her life was to say, Lord, it's not what I want, but it's what you want in his life.
在她一生的里面最难的那一个祷告就是说，主啊，不是我要他怎样，乃是你要他怎样。
It was very difficult to move away from standing with her son.
能够从他站在他儿子的旁边这样的一个地位上能够走开实在是很困难。
She said, I moved over to stand with God.
然后他就说他就走开他去与神站在一边。
Lord, you do whatever you need to do to bring him to yourself.
主啊你 做你要做的事，然后把他带到你的跟前。
She said, I knew then I was standing with God.
她说，那个时候我就知道我是与神同站在一处。
God would somehow bring him to an awakening to see his need.
神就会把他把我的儿子带到一个苏醒，叫他认识神。
The next night when he was about to go out and have a good time with his friends,
第二个晚上他的儿子要出去跟他的朋友，他们要去玩耍喜乐的时候，
She met him at the door and said, Son, I need to tell you something.
他在这个门口那里就跟他儿子说，儿子，我必须告诉你一件事。
I want you to know that mother loves you.
我愿意你知道妈妈爱你。
But I am standing with God from now on.
但是我从今以后我是站在神那一边。
Not trying to protect you when you race with the fellas.
当你跟你的同伴去追耍的时候，我不再会保护你。
She looked in his face with love and said, I'm praying that God will get you.No matter what it takes.
我想求神来得着你，无论如何要得着你。
The good news is,
好消息是
he shrugged his shoulders and he said, I don't care how you pray or don't, I'm going to have a good time.
他儿子摇摇肩膀说，我才不理你，你管不管我，反正我出去有的玩。
3 weeks he went out and he tried to have a good time.
三个星期他每天出去，希望能够玩得快乐。
He couldn't get away from those words ringing in his ear.
他就没有办法那几句话从他脑海的里面出去。
Mother isn't praying for my protection.
妈妈不再为我的保护来祷告。
She's turned me over to God. How terrible.
他把我交给神了，这多么糟糕。
It was just a matter of weeks until he broke before the Lord.
没有多少星期，他在主的面前就降服了。
Not only that, but he's been a missionary for many years.
不但如此，他还为主做宣教做了许多年。
Now I tell you this because it has become very real to me.
我把这个事情告诉你，因为对我来讲是何等的真实。
Having shared this with people for many years,
我跟许许多多人分享这件事情许多年了。
Then the Lord gave me a son.
然后主给我一个儿子。
And I hate to tell you, but he was wayward too.
我必须告诉你，我的儿子也不学好。
And the Holy Spirit began to show my wife and I what it would be to stand with him.
圣灵就教导我与我的妻子如何与神一同站立。
Illustrations and stories come back to you, you know.
你知道所举的例子会回到你身上来的。
And I remember saying to him, Son, we love you.But we want God's best in your life, regardless of how He does it.
我记得我跟我儿子说，儿啊，我爱你，但是我实在在神的面前把你交给他。
I only say this morning because it is very easy for parents in their love to be protective.
我早上跟大家提到这事，因为做父母的实在愿意保护他们的孩子。
We are praying out of our own self-concern.
我们的祷告是为关乎我们所记挂的事。
God wants us to move over to stand with Him for His purpose in every life.
神要我们去到他那边，站在他那一边，为着他的旨意来站立。
And there is something wonderful about knowing inwardly that you have touched the thing that God wants.
我们内心的里面能够有把握的知道我们碰到神所要的事物。
Then you pray the prayer of faith.
然后你就祷告这一个信心的祷告。
In your own time, in your own way, Lord, you perform.
主啊，照着你的时间，照着你的方法，你来成就。
This praying all the time is our spirit inwardly being attuned to God.
这个不住的祷告乃是我们的灵在内心的里面不断的与主来相交。
Our brother Godwin was speaking last night about the inward man, always alive and alert and sensitive to God.
昨天晚上孙弟兄讲到我们里面的人一直来与神来相交。
I think there are many wonderful stories of how once we stand with God, we can pray from the will of God to see Him perform.
我们有许多的例子看到我们站在神那一边，我们就能够从神的角度我们的祷告也从神的心意而发出。
I was greatly encouraged by Fraser, the missionary, who had been on the field for many years.
我受到这位传教士 Fraser, 他在传教工厂上许多年。
In Beyond the Ranges, he tells how it became almost impossible for him to pray.
他到一个地步，他交通到他那个光景到一个地步，他很难继续的祷告。
The group he was with in that area were totally disregarding any message or burden that he had.
他当地的那些人，他们完全忽略他所教导给他们的信息。
There was such heaviness and blackness as though he could hardly utter words of prayer.
他们在这极大的黑暗的里面，到一个地步，他好像没有办法能够再祷告出来。
Then he read a portion where it spoke of shouting the praise of the worth of the Lord.
然后他就读到那一个呼喊那一个赞美神。
And with great encouragement, he went to the highest mountain in the area.
受到这样的激励，他就到那个地方最高的山上。
And there he shouted to the north, the south, the east, and the west, the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
他就站在那山上，向东、向西、向南、向北，呼叫神的主名。
This area belongs to you, God, and I'm taking it for you.
他说这一个地区是属于你的，我为你的名的缘故来得到这地。
He knew he was standing with the Lord.
他知道他是与神站在一起。
He was amazed that almost immediately tribes, people nearby began to be awakened.
他就很稀奇的看到那当地的许多的部落马上就苏醒过来归向神。
He was standing declaring this area belonged to the Lord.
他在那里站立宣告这个地区是属于神的。
And the story tells that Lishu land opened up and many thousands were won simply because of an authoritative praying.
就因着他这一个带着权柄的祷告，就有许许多多的人信了主归向神。
In our praying toward, there's a pleading in our heart. Oh God, what is your will?
在我们向着神的祷告的里面，有向神的一个呼求，你的心意是什么？
There is an authority when we sense what God wants and we stand with Him to declare it.
在那里我们知道神的心意，我们站立得住来宣告，这是一个带着权柄的。
I'm simply saying to us this morning, we can be praying in our spirit continually.
我只是早上告诉大家，我们在灵里面可以不住的祷告。
We are either pleading or we are expressing, we are speaking for the will of God.
我们或者在呼求，或者我们在那里表达神的心意。
I wish I could give you lots of stories I've experienced.
我实在盼望我能够告诉你我所经历的许许多多的事情。
Several years ago, I was on a plane to Washington, D.C. to be with Brother Kong and the church there.
几年前坐飞机从DC 要去见江弟兄跟当地的教会。
I looked at my watch and I noticed we were way overdue.
我看看我的手表，我知道我们误点了许多。
I looked out the windows and there's fog and clouds all around.
我从窗户看出去，都是雾，都是云雾。
Suddenly, the pilot from the cockpit said, "I need to tell you, we're wandering around trying to land at National Airport."
然后我就忽然听到驾驶宣布，他说我们现在在云上转圈圈，希望找到机会能够降落。
And we have just given permission to land over Dulles. Sorry, that's not close to National.
我们刚刚得到允许能够降落在 Dulles 机场，但并不是很靠近这个美国国际机场。
He was very plaintive in his saying, "I'm sorry, it will be difficult for some of you."
他也很坦白地说。抱歉，对你们许多人可能这造成不方便。
And I looked up and said, "Lord, I'll never make it to that meeting tonight."
我就跟主说，主啊，我今天晚上绝对没有办法去参加那个聚会了。
Without your help.
若不是你帮忙的话。
And I think it was the first time I'd ever authoritatively said, "Lord, I claim a hole in the sky."
我想这是我头一次。我带着权柄的，我说主啊，你在云中做个洞出来。
I belong to you, and I claim that I'll be there on time.
我是属于你的，我宣告我晚上的聚会我不会迟到。
It was 1 minute later.
过了一分钟。
The pilot said from the cockpit, "Something strange has happened."
驾驶就宣告，他说奇怪的事情发生了。
We just found an opening. We're going to land at our airport.
我们刚刚找到一个空间，我们可以按着计划降落。
Now I don't tell you that to impress you about me.
我把这个事情告诉你，不是叫大家来欣赏我。
But I do believe there are times when we know what God wants and we can authoritatively take the condition or the position for Him.
我想我要告诉大家，就是有的时候我们知道神所要的，我们就可以大胆的宣告来执行神所要做到的。
I remember being in the Kansas City area in meetings years ago.
在几年前我在Kansas City 一个聚会的里面。
We had been praying much for a real break in that church meeting.
我们为着这个教会能够有一个突破。一直在那里祷告。
One thing good that happened was the editor of the paper had met the Lord.
就是报纸的主那里的当地报纸的主编他已经遇见主了。
And in that small town, every paper that came out had a word about the meeting that we were in.
在那一个小镇上所出的每一份报纸上面都有那个我们聚会的时间地点。
I knew I needed help. I was many years ago a young, very young man.
在多年前我还年轻的时候，我知道我需要有人帮助。
So I called for the man who was one day to become my father-in-law.
我就打电话给一位之后后来成为我岳父的。
I said, "Please come and help." We need to break through. This is a very wonderful opportunity.
我就告诉他，请你过来帮忙，因为我们在这里有很好的机会，需要有一个突破。
We waited one night before the altar, praying and asking God. We were pleading to really know what to do.
我们在礼堂前，在那里跪着祷告。在那里恳求神知道神的心意。
About 1 o'clock, after we'd been praying for a long time,
我们祷告很久，一点钟的时候
，My father-in-law said, "We've broken through. God hears. He will answer tomorrow."
我的岳父就说我们已经冲破了，神听了我们的祷告，明天就要成就。
We sensed it inwardly.
在我们的里面有这样的一个把握。
Would you believe what three of us did that night, 1 o'clock?
你知不知道我们三位在那个一点钟的时候我们做什么？
We joined arms and marched around that sanctuary for 30 minutes.
我们手拉着手在那一个礼堂那里转圈圈转了半个钟头。
We were praying that God would speak and that he would have a harvest in the morning.
我们求神在早上的时候在那里说话也能够收割。
There's something you know that you know that you know.
你知道有些事情你是心里面你知道你知道。
Next morning, Sunday, I stood before that group of maybe 400 or 500.
第二天主日早上我在那里在四五百个人面前讲道。
And the Lord asked for just one thing.
主只要一件事。
He said, these people have all come to hear you speak, but I don't want you to speak this morning.
他这许许多多的人来要听你讲道，但我今天早上不要你讲。
I really argued with the Lord.
我就与主来辩论。
This is Sunday morning, the biggest crowd.
这是主日早上那么多的人。
And you don't want me to speak.
你不要我讲。
What shall we do?
那我们该怎么办呢？
One word.Wait.
我们等待。
How many of you know that the anointing usually requires simple obedience?
你知道，多少人知道神的恩膏需要何等的顺服？
There we sat. Minutes went by. 40 minutes, everybody sat in that audience.
在整个的礼堂的里面，每一个听众就坐在那里，经过一分钟一分钟，经过了40分钟，都坐在那里。
I just simply shortened the story by saying people began to weep throughout the audience.
我就长话短说，在会众的里面。就有人开始哭泣。
And suddenly I began to realize it isn't preaching that brings conviction.
我就马上就领会到，不是讲道叫人改变。
It is the Holy Spirit who comes to bring conviction.
乃是圣灵降临就叫人悔改。
That morning while we waited, God spoke to hearts.
在那天早上，当我们在那里等候的时候，神向每个人的心中说话。
The pianist had prayed for her husband for 25 years.
那位诗琴的姊妹为着她的先生祷告了25年。
And the Lord brought him to the meeting that morning.
那天早上主把他带到聚会的里面。
All over the audience we found individuals whom God was dealing with.
在整个会堂的里面我们看到许许多多的这样神在那里一个一个的在那里对付他们。
I was still embarrassed, nobody was preaching.
我还是觉得没有人讲道好像这是很不好意思的事。
But I knew that God was there.
但是我知道神在那里。
I announced,We will have an afternoon meeting for all of those who really want to meet the Lord.
我就宣布，实在真心愿意遇见主的，下午来，我们还有个聚会。
Everybody left to go home.
大家就离开回家去了。
I wondered how many might come back for that afternoon meeting.
我就在那里猜想。到底下午有多少人会回来参加下午的聚会？
Over 100 came and sat to wait before the Lord.
大概一百多人就来坐在那里等候神。
Why are you telling us this?
你为什么告诉我们这些？
We have in our mentality the idea that it is our praying, it is our preaching, it is our working that brings a breakthrough.
在我们的思想的里面总认为是我们所讲的道是我们的祷告是我们的劳苦是把人带到
悔改。 God, God is asking us simply to stand with Him and obey whatever He asks.
神只是要求我们与他站在一处，就听服他的吩咐。
I'm hesitant to go on, but let me take you to a couple things under thankful.
那我讲到几样感恩的事情。
I think there are two things in every situation that we can be thankful for.
我想在每一件事情上都有两件事我们能够感恩的。
When difficulties come, we can say, Thank you, Lord, I'm in God's schoolroom.
当难处来到，我们可以感谢神，今天我们是在神的学房里面。
God's schoolroom, where we're learning the things of the Lord, the way He works.
我们能够在神的教室的里面来学他的心意。
I admit I don't always like the lessons in that schoolroom.
我知道在神的教室的里面，我并不是常常喜欢学那个功课。
But I am realizing that if I am alive to what He wants, He has the privilege of teaching me the lessons I need to learn.
但是我知道我在神面前向着他是活着，他就教导我我该学的功课。
Not only are we in His schoolroom.He's teaching us the ways of the Lord.
不但我们在他的课室的里面来学这主的事情。
But in these things, God is using us as His platform.
同时神也用着我们作为他的一个舞台。
He wants to display in and through our lives the circumstances that allow Him to be glorified.
他要透过我们在我们所遭遇的环境光景的里面让他来得着荣耀。
I remember leaving the West Coast, been in ministry in Youth for Christ in Salem, Oregon.
我记得我在 Oregon 那里为着年轻人归向基督服侍了多年，要离开加州的时候。
I had met the Lord in a very crisis way, and God began a new chapter in my life.
我是在一个我一个危机的里面遇见了主神就改变我的一生。
I left the coast to go back to Missouri, where my parents were living.
我离开这个西岸到 Missouri 我父母在的地方。
I graduated from university 2 years before.
我两年前从大学毕业。
I was ministering all that I knew to minister.
我那个时候服侍我所懂得的服侍。
My mother was in charge of the young people in our little church.
在我们的那个小教会的里面我的母亲是带领年轻人的。
And the firstSunday I was home, she said, would you speak to our young people?
在头一个我回到家之后头一个主日母亲就问我你要不要跟我们的年轻人说说交通一下。
Speaking had always been easy for me, but God had said, I only want you to speak what I give you.
叫我要讲道是对我来讲是很轻易的事情，但是主说我只要你我要讲我要你讲的。
Sunday night as I spoke, the pastor said, would you continue this week?
主日晚上我讲了之后，牧师就说你愿不愿意这个接着这个星期继续讲。
God was there in a real way.
神确实在那里。
But there had been no breakthrough in the meeting.
但是在聚会的里面并没有一些的冲破。
People from all around began to come and the church was full.
然后周围的人都来到都坐满了。
I'll never forget that Sunday night, the second Sunday, standing before the group.
我记得第二个主日晚上我在这些众人面前站在那里。
And I announced that I had made a promise to the Lord I would never speak until he gave me a clear word to share.
我就宣布我说我向着神说，除非神很清楚地告诉我要说什么，我不会再说。
There I stood, not behind the pulpit, but down in front, saying, "We'll just wait before the Lord tonight."
不是站在讲台上，就站在前面，就跟大家讲，我们现在就在神的面前一同的等候。
I hate to say this, but so often obedience means I get embarrassed.
我必须讲，很多的时候要顺服神，就是叫我为难。
I remember standing saying, "Lord, what are you going to do?"
我记得我就说，主啊，你要我做什么？
Suddenly, we saw a man from over on this side walk clear around to the back to a man on this side.
接着就看到有人从这一边的就走到另外一边去找那一边的人。
Everybody in the church knew that they'd been at odds for years.
在教会里面的人都知道这两位他们一直是敌对的。
No one could hear, but we were sure they were getting some things right.
没有人知道他们在说什么，但我们都知道他们在彼此相合。
Pretty soon, people all over the audience began to go to one another.
接着在会众之中就许许多多的人就彼此聚在一起。
Revival broke out in answer to God's longing for those people.
因着为着这些人在主面前这样的寻求的祷告，这样复兴就发生了。
We were all amazed.
我们都稀奇。
I kind of thought it had been my preaching, maybe.
我或者认为这是我所讲的我讲的道所带出来的结果。
Until I discovered a group of ladies had been praying for 23 years.
直到我知道有一群的姊妹们她们祷告了23年。
Oh God, awaken our community.
主啊，请你苏醒我们这一个社区。
In the next 40 weeks, we moved from one church to another church to another church.
在接着的40个星期的里面，我们从一个教堂到另外一个教堂去。
We knew God was working.
我们知道神在那里做工。
And I could only say, Lord, I'm thankful that I am in your schoolroom learning your ways of obedience.
我能够感谢神，因为我在你的教室的里面来学你给我的功课。
And if you want to use me as a platform to demonstrate your glory, all right.
你如果要用着我成为你的舞台来彰显你的自己，这也是可以的。
You see,I believe that God is attempting to work, but he wants willing vessels.
我相信神是非常乐意的做工，但是他在等待那乐意心你愿意的器皿。
I could go on, but I think we have the principle before us.
我愿意我可以继续讲，但我相信大家已经掌握了这个原则。
Some months ago, I discovered this statement from Watchman Nee. He's been such a help to me through the years.
几个月前我发现尼托森弟兄所交通的这一段的话对我很有帮助。
God has one end which will bring him complete satisfaction, the fullness of Christ.
神只有一个目的要叫他能够完全的满足，乃是基督的完美。
That fullness is to be found in a people taken out of all nations.
这基督的成形乃是要在
through that corporate people, the fullness of Christ God purposes to rule all creation in the ages to come.
乃是在世界各地各国中带着人来，透过这一个团体的的人，基督丰满的彰显，叫神的旨意能够在
This eternal purpose will not be attained by willy-nilly, but only by infinite cost and conflict to those who persevere.
能够在这些世代的里面，在神所创造的里面，他能掌管他这永远的旨意，不是随意能够达到的，乃是只有靠着那无限在那里持守付上代价。
All who come out of Egypt do not enter in to possess this ultimate.
那所有离开埃及的并没有都去进入那个应许。
Many will not pay the price to fulfill all the conditions that they will merely enter the kingdom, that is, they will inherit in different measures, smaller or larger.
并不是所有的人都付了代价来满足这一切的条件，他们只是进入国度，他们只是承受一些或大或小的祝福。
Unto the fullness of this purpose, pioneers are necessary.
在神旨意完全成就之前，一些先锋者是有需要的。
The way of the pioneers is a peculiar way, fraught with experiences of which others know little. But God must have his pioneers, individuals, or companies, those who will wholly follow the Lord.
先锋者的道路是透过他们的经验是不是其他人所知的，但是神用着这些的先锋者，无论是个人的，无论是团体的，他们乃是单一的跟随神。
You see, my burden for us these days is that God's raising up a remnant, a people who will wholly follow the Lord.
我的负担乃是愿意神兴起一般人，他们是全心全意的跟随神。
Are there some pioneers in our meeting this morning?
在今天早上，我们中间是不是有一些的这些的先锋者？
It is not enough to just get to heaven.
不是只是我们能够上天堂，这还不够。
We want to gain the prize.
我们要得到那个奖赏。
Question comes up often. What is this prize that Paul was pressing toward?
那个问题就是那个保罗竭力要得的那个奖赏是什么？
Some are content to say it is just the knowledge of Christ.
有些人或者说这就是认识基督。
And that is wonderful.
是很好的。
But I am convinced that God is even in our midst today laying hold of some lives who will wholly follow the Lord.
我深信主在今天早上要得着我们中间的几位，他们是单一的跟随神。
And he says, because we are suffering with him, we shall be privileged to reign.
我们与他一同受苦，也必与他一同掌权。
It is one thing to be in the kingdom, it is another thing to be prepared to reign.
我们能够进国度是一回事，但是我们能够预备好了与他一同掌权，那是另外一回事。
You remember how James and John came to Jesus and they asked for the right hand and the left hand position in his kingdom?
我们记得约翰跟雅各来到主面前，要求坐在主的左边跟右边。
Jesus looked in almost pitiful way at them.
主望着他们，实在可怜他们。
He says there's two things that will prepare you for reigning.
他有两件事情来预备你们来掌权的。
Can ye drink of the cup of suffering that I'm going to drink of?
你能够喝这一个受苦的杯吗？我要喝的。
Are you ready to experience what my death really means in your life?
你能够你准备好了来经历那个死在你生命里面所要带出来的吗？
Jesus says, this is prepared places for prepared hearts.
这一个预备好的地方是为着那一个预备好的人心。
And I say to us this morning to share my own heart.
早上我将我内心集中的与大家来分享。
I keep saying, Lord, why do you send me among Chinese people?
一直问主，你为什么把我差遣到中国人的中间？
You know how much the writings of Watchman Nee have shaped and formed your life and vision.
你知道尼托森弟兄的交通跟他的文字如何的影响了你们。
And I am believing that God has some pioneers here in our midst who will be ready to give themselves to reach this lost world.
我相信主在我们的中间要兴起一些的先锋者，将自己完全的交给神。
You see, God first of all,has to do a deep working of the cross in our ambitions and in our life.
在我们的雄心大志的里面，在我们的一生的里面，神先要做一些十字架的对付的工作。
I move among the various groups and I see our young people getting degrees, doctorates, going on in higher education.
我在不同的地方遇到不同的人，看到年轻人他们得到高等的教育，得到博士，得到许多的学位。
I thank God for diligence and excellence.
我为着神，因着他们的殷勤，因着他们这样的成就。
That's a quality I see in many of you, and I appreciate it.
我看到在你们中间许许多多的人都有这样的情形，我为此感谢神。
But it is not enough to just qualify for enjoying this life and our materialism in America.
但是我们能够在今天在美国能够享用这些物质的丰富，这还是不够的。
I ask that God will raise up a group who will wholly follow the Lord.
我求神兴起一群人能够完全的归于神。
You say, how can I know that I am really entering into sanctification and wholly following the Lord?
你说我怎么样知道我能够进入圣洁，完全的归于神？
I believe that God gives an inner joy to those who sense they're obeying the Lord.
我相信那些他们完全顺服神的人，神给他们里面的喜乐。
He develops in you a praying spirit, always crying out, O God, your will for me, for these people.
在他们那一个灵里面的祷告，总是求神兴起这一群人来。
I must confess I'm just learning some of this.
我必须承认这一些的功课我还在学。
But I thank God for the schoolrooms that He has put me in.
我感谢神把我放在他的教室的里面，叫我来学。
I remember when we moved into our area in Indianapolis.
我记得当我搬到我现在住的地方 ，Indiana 这个地方的时候
，God gave me a very difficult neighbor right in the back.
在我住的后面。主给我这个邻居并不好相处。
The neighbor to my right was a Baptist deacon who loved the Lord.
在我坐在右边，他是浸信会的执事，他也爱主。
To the left, the lady knew the Lord, loved the Lord.
在我左边那一位妇人，她也认识主，爱主。
But the man and his wife in the back, they were difficult.
但是 住在我后面那一家的两夫妇就很难跟他们相处。
We had a chain link fence on all three sides.
在我家的三边都围着这个篱笆。
And I said to the man in the back, you know, I would put a gate here so that your wife and my wife could fellowship better.
我就跟后面那一家的人丈夫讲，我说我们把这个篱笆上开个门，这样我太太跟你太太可以彼此有一些的交谈。
He said, "No way. The neighbors would be going through our yard all the time."
他说绝对不可以，这样邻居就从这个门走来走去，经过我们的院子。
I said, "Just trying to be helpful."
我说我只是想我们彼此有点帮助。
My wife would bring her step ladder. The neighbor would bring her step ladder, and they would get over it that way.
或者我太太搬个梯子那个太太也搬个梯子，他们就能够站在爬在篱笆上这样来交谈。
So I said, "Thank you, Lord. I'm learning patience with a difficult man."
我说主啊，我感谢你叫我跟这个很难相处的人来学习忍耐。
Now, we had moved there and I had a lovely Troy-built tiller to plow up my garden.
我搬到那里，我有一个铲土机让我能够有一个很好的花园。
Out of the farm where we had the larger window, we had a big garden.
我在那个农场。农场那里我有一个更大的窗子呢，那里我有一块很好的园子。
Now we had a small garden, 6 feet by 20 feet.
我有一个六英尺跟十二英尺长宽的这一个小花园。
And he would watch me as I would till that soil and get it ready because I love to raise tomatoes.
因为我很喜欢种番茄，所以那个邻居就看到我在那里翻土。
Because I was raising tomatoes for all the neighbors.
因为我在那里种番茄要给我所有的邻居。
And the Lord blessed the tomatoes.
然后主也祝福我所种的番茄。
One day he came to me and he said, "How can I raise tomatoes and sell them when you're giving them away?"
他说有一天他跟我讲，他说为什么你种的番茄你就送给人了，但我种的番茄我想卖，这样我怎么卖得出去。
He was raising lots of garden things and had a stand out in the front yard.
因为他在他花园他种了许多各种各样的东西，他要在他前门放个小摊子要出卖。
So I said, "Suppose I give you some tomatoes to sell."
我就跟他讲，或者我把我的番茄给你一点，你拿去卖吧。
You know, it talks about righteousness, peace, and joy.
在这里讲到喜乐
I know that I was doing what was right, and I had peace, but not too much joy.
我知道我做的事情是对的，我里面有平安。但是并没有太多的喜乐。
One spring he said to me, "You know, you could plow my garden if you wanted to."
有一年春天他跟我讲，他说你也可以到我院子来帮我翻土。
It's only 10 feet from your garden.
从你的园子到我的园子不过十尺的距离。
But I can't get my tiller over to your garden.
但是我不能够把那个翻土机开到你的院子里。
If it just had a gate here, I could get through.
如果那个篱笆有一个门的话，这样我的翻土机也可以开过去了。
He said, "No way."
他说不可以。
So I got my garden, went down the street, one block this way, one block that way, one block that way to get to his garden.
所以我就开着我的翻土机，要从前门经过走好大一个圈子到他的才能够到他的院子里。
And the Lord said, "Just creating a platform for you to demonstrate love."
主就说我只是有这样的一个舞台来 把你表明出来。
I have to say for the first time I was getting some joy.
我可以说那个时候我头一次跟这个邻居心里面开始有一点的喜乐。
You know he says that the kingdom is not meat nor drink but righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost.
因为在国度的里面乃是在灵里面平安喜乐。
Well, I must hasten the story.
我必须这个故事很快地讲完。
I tilled that garden and pulverized the soil too fine.
我翻他的土，把那个土弄得太细了。
At least that's what he said.
他是这么说。
He said the next rain was heavy and it just beat it all down. It was too soft, too fine.
他说我把土翻得太细了，这一下雨就不对了。
And one day the Lord said, you want to be thankful for even difficult neighbors?
有一天主说，为着这一个难相处的邻居，你愿意感恩吗？
I said, at any price, Lord.
我说我愿意付任何的代价。
It was only a matter of months and he developed Alzheimer and they took him to the hospital.
没有几个月之后，他得了老人痴呆症，他们就把他按到医院去了。
But we were able to lead that very religious wife to know the Lord Jesus.
但是我们愿意把那一位很宗教性的一个妻子带着她认识主。
I grieve over the fact that I never was sure, though we attempted to make the gospel clear to him.
但是我常常把福音传给 那一位邻居，但我不敢确定他是不是真的接受得救了。
I must close this morning.
早上我要就要结束了。God
says that according to His eternal purpose, He has predestined or marked us out for two things.
主说按照他永远的旨意，他预先知道我们为这两样事情。
He says in Romans 8:28, we know so well.
在罗马书8章28节那里，我们都很熟悉。
All things work together for good to those who love the Lord, to those who are the called according to His purpose.
我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被造的人。
For whom He did know, for no, He predestined, He marked us out. To be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus.
因为他预先所知道的人，就是我们这些被他特别指定的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。Number
one, He has marked us out to look and be like the Lord Jesus.
首先，他把我们指定出来，叫我们能够像他的儿子。
But He says in Ephesians that we are predestined unto the adoption.
但是在以弗所书那里讲到他预定我们得儿子的名分。Many
people do not understand biblical adoption.
很多人不明白圣经里面得儿子的名分。The
Bible adoption is taking a child already in the family and placing them in mature sonship rights.
在圣经得儿子的名分，乃是已经在家里的人，把他如同成长成型的儿子。You
see, in Western adoption, we bring somebody outside of the family. We adopt them in. That's not biblical.
按照我们西方人的习惯，是从家里面外面带一个孩子来。 这不是圣经的里面得儿子的名分的意思。If
you are born into His family this morning, God has given the Holy Spirit as a schoolmaster in your life.
你生在神的家中，神已经用着圣灵来教导你。And
it is the work of the Holy Spirit to bring us to a maturity that He might place us in sonship.
乃是圣灵的工作，把我们带到长大成熟。
There was a custom of bringing a child into maturity taking off his robes of childhood and placing him in fuller sonship.
有这样的一个习惯，一个孩子把他做孩子的袍子拿开，乃是把他成形完全的做儿子。
The Greek word heos means son.
希腊文那个字是儿子。
And the word in the Greek thesia means placing.
另外一个这一个希腊文的字就是放在那里。
Today, if we are in his schoolroom, the Holy Spirit is working with us as children that we might mature to full measure.
今天我们若在神的教室的里面，圣灵就这样教导我们，如同孩子一样教导我们，训练我们，直到我们长大。
Someone says this morning, that's all too much for me.
早上有人说这些都叫我们很难完全的接受。
In the simplest way, let me just say this.
我愿意很简单的这样说。
You can say, I will put up my sail this morning.
你说我愿意把我的这个帆竖起来。
Regardless of the weather, I will be joyful.
无论天气怎样，我愿意喜乐。
And you know, God's wind is always blowing.
神的的风总是在那里吹着。
My father works, God is always working.
我父做工，神总是做工。
I will today be rejoicing in you.
今天我要在你的里面喜乐。
I will have a spirit of prayer today.
我今天要在你面前有祷告的灵。
I will be thankful today.
我今天在要感恩。
Blow in my sail.
向我的帆吹风。
For me the will is present, how to perform?
对我来讲，我只是愿意，如何做到呢？
The good news this morning is he performs when we give a willing mind.
就是当我们的心思愿意的时候，神就会做成这功。
I have a little chorus that I think you might like to sing. We'll sum it up. It's going to be these three words. Be rejoice, be prayerful. It's one that I think my sister will help me with. I dislike teaching a song, but you'll have to suffer a little bit.
我愿意我们一同来唱这
Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord. Do you know this one? Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Amen. You're doing very well. We'll get into that. Running out of time. Let's pray, shall we?
我们祷告。
Father, this morning, we ask just one thing from what we have shared.
父啊，早上为着我们早上所交通的，我们只求一样事。
Put a deposit in their hearts of the longing to be a pioneer for you.
愿意你放在每个人的心中，愿意他们为你做先锋者。
What others may do, let each one have a single heart to wholly follow the Lord.
无论别人怎样，让他们每一位都有单一的心要跟随你。
I'm asking for some young men, some young ladies whose hearts will be really captured by you.
愿意有一那些年轻人完全的被你来得着。
And the mark of their life will be rejoicing, prayerfulness, and thankfulness.
这样他们在他们生活里面的印记就是喜乐、祷告、感恩。
And for this we give you thanks in Jesus' name.
我们为此向你献上感谢，奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.